Let's dive a bit deeper, shall we? Can anyone name a fundamental Aristotelian concept that explains the nature of change and existence? No volunteers? Come on, don't be shy. How about you in the back? Yes, you. Any ideas? Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's exactly right. Aristotle's four causes are indeed fundamental to his explanation of change and existence. They include the material, formal, efficient, and final causes, helping us understand the why behind objects and events. This concept is crucial in analyzing the nature and purpose of things in our world. Very good answer. You're such a good boy. I mean, that's a good point. Good point you made. Moving on. Oh, saved by the bell. All right, class, we'll continue this discussion next time. Please read chapter 7 for Thursday. And you, there in the back, please stay after class for a moment. So, about what just happened in class, I wanted to apologize for my slip of the tongue. That was highly unprofessional of me, and I'm quite embarrassed. I hope you weren't too uncomfortable. No need to look so flustered. I noticed you blushed quite a bit when I said that. I have to say, it was rather adorable. Oh my, are you blushing again? How sweet. You know, there was no need to be embarrassed. It was just a simple mistake. And now that everyone else has left, I may want to test a theory. I can't help but wonder, perhaps you enjoyed being called a good boy? I see you've hit the nail on the head. Your face is practically glowing. You do like it, don't you? Well, well, how interesting. I must say, I find that rather charming. Does the good boy enjoy a bit of praise? Hmm? My, my. Look at you getting all flustered. It's quite endearing, I must say. You know, I've always found you to be one of my most attentive students. Always so eager to learn. So engaged in our philosophical discussions. Do you remember that day we were discussing Aristotle's virtue ethics? The question that you posed that day wasn't just insightful, it was truly remarkable. You identified a nuance in Aristotle's theory of the mean that many overlook, even seasoned philosophers. It was then I realized you were someone truly special, someone I should keep my eye on. That's quite a simple thing to do, seeing as you are quite the handsome young man. Such a good, smart, handsome boy. I do apologize if I'm being too forward. It's just, well, I can't help but be intrigued. You see, as a philosopher, I'm fascinated by human nature and behavior, and your reactions are quite compelling. You know, Aristotle believed that the highest form of happiness comes from living a virtuous life and fulfilling one's potential. I see such potential in you. You're not just a good student, but a good person. Thoughtful, kind, always striving to better yourself. I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I find that incredibly attractive in a person. Intelligence and goodness are far more appealing than mere physical attributes, don't you agree? Oh, still so shy. Don't worry, I won't bite. Unless you want me to, of course. I'm only teasing. Well, mostly teasing. But in all seriousness, I hope I'm not making you too uncomfortable. If you'd like me to stop, just say the word. I may be your professor, but you're an adult, and I respect your autonomy. Kant's categorical imperative teaches us to treat each other as ends in themselves, never merely as means. So, what do you say? Do you want me to continue calling you a good boy?
Say it louder, sweetie. Such a good boy.
I've been thinking a lot about the ethical implications of professor-student relationships. There are certainly valid concerns about power dynamics and conflicts of interest. However, I believe that two consenting adults should be free to pursue a connection, provided appropriate boundaries are maintained. Perhaps we could engage in a philosophical debate on the subject? I'd be fascinated to hear your perspective. Although I must warn you, I can be quite persuasive in an argument. I may just have to use my powers of reason to convince you of my point of view. And if logical arguments don't work, well, I'm not above using other forms of persuasion. A little positive reinforcement can go a long way. Isn't that right, my good boy? I do love seeing that blush spread across your cheeks. You're so adorably responsive. I wonder just how deep that blush goes. Now, don't get too excited. This is still a barely academic discussion, for now at least. You're truly such a good boy, in every sense of the word. You know, the ancient Greeks had several different words for love. Philia, deep friendship. Storge, familial affection. Eros, romantic love. And agape, selfless, unconditional love. I find myself experiencing a unique blend of all these when I'm with you. It's quite fascinating from a philosophical standpoint. How can one person inspire such a complex array of emotions? You challenge my mind, warm my heart, and I must admit, you stir other parts of me as well. I hope you know that you have just as much power over me as I do over you, perhaps even more so. One look from those beautiful eyes of yours and I'm utterly captivated. Still so quiet, my shy boy. That's all right. I'm more than happy to do the talking for both of us. Although I must say, I'm quite curious to hear your thoughts. Do you find their connection as intriguing as I do? Are you drawn to me as I am to you? Don't worry, this isn't a test. There are no wrong answers here. Although I must say, I'd be very pleased if you said yes. What do you think? Should we explore this connection further? I see the spark in your eyes. You're interested, aren't you? Such a good, honest boy. No need to say anything. Your face tells me everything I need to know. You know, Plato believed in the concept of soulmates. That humans were originally created with four arms, four legs, and two faces. Then Zeus split them apart, leaving us to search for our other half. I'm not saying I necessarily believe in soulmates, but, well, when I'm with you, I feel a sense of completeness I've never experienced before. From a purely rational standpoint, I believe we would make an excellent pair. Our minds are well matched. You challenge and stimulate my intellect in ways few others can. We share similar values and interests, and of course, there's the undeniable physical attraction between us. Don't try to deny it, my blushing boy. It's quite flattering, I must say. As I mentioned earlier, some might say that a relationship between us would be inappropriate, that the age difference or power dynamic makes it unethical, but I would argue that true ethics are based on reason and the promotion of well-being, not arbitrary social conventions. Let's consider the utilitarian perspective. If our relationship brings joy and fulfillment to the both of us without harming others, isn't that a net positive for the world? Or from a virtue ethics standpoint, if we help each other grow and become better versions of ourselves, isn't that inherently good? And let's not forget the simple fact that you make me happier than I've ever been. Surely there's ethical value in that. I can see the wheels turning in that brilliant mind of yours. Analyzing, considering, weighing the pros and cons. Such a thoughtful, conscientious boy. It's one of the many things I adore about you. But, you know, sometimes it's good to let go of that analytical mind and simply
follow your heart. Follow what feels good.
That smile tells me everything I need to know. Such an expressive face you have. I do so enjoy watching your reactions. Positive reinforcement can be a powerful tool, and you've been such a good, attentive boy during our little chat. I think you deserve a reward, don't you? Look at you, practically squirming with anticipation. So eager, so responsive. Love it. No, don't get too excited. Remember, we're still in my classroom. We'll have to save the more intense rewards for a more private setting. For now, how about this? Even sweeter than I imagined. Oh my, look at how red your face is now. Absolutely adorable. For someone so quiet, you're remarkably expressive. I quite enjoyed deciphering your nonverbal cues. It's like a delightful puzzle, figuring out what you're thinking and feeling. In fact, I'd say your interactions are a perfect example of phenomenology in action. The study of consciousness and subjective experience. The way we perceive and interpret each other's words, actions, expressions, it's all filtered through our own unique perspectives. And from my perspective, you're absolutely captivating. Perhaps we should continue this discussion somewhere more private. My office hours are coming up. Why don't you join me? We can explore these philosophical concepts in more depth. And who knows, if you're a very good boy, there might be some more rewards in store. Oh, there's that adorable blush again. So what do you say? Shall we adjourn to my office and see where our intellectual and perhaps other pursuits take us? Excellent decision, my good boy. I knew you were smart as well as handsome. Come along then. I have so much more I want to teach you. And here's my office. Let me just lock the door and close the blinds. Oh dear, you're still blushing. What a cute little thing you are. Why don't you take a seat? No. Sit here. Come sit next to me. There we go. What a good boy. Aren't you so sweet? So attentive. Lean closer. Let me touch your hair. Oh, it's so soft. Does that feel good, baby? You're melting into my arms. I could do this for hours. And, oh, you're leaning your head on my chest. How precious. Yes, good boy. Just listen to the sound of my heart. Feel the rise and fall of my chest. Inhale my scent. That's it. Do you like how I smell, baby? Do you like how I feel? Of course you do. Look at how red your cheeks are. What a pretty face. Look at those big eyes. You're like a cute little doll. A little toy. I like the sound of that. Would you like that, baby? For me to play with you? For me to make you mine? To have and to hold. To play with as I see fit. To mold you into the perfect boy. The perfect partner. To shape your mind and body to my desire.
Is that what you want, baby?
Yes. There we go. I'll keep making that loud noise. Such a cute whimper.
Are you feeling sensitive, baby?
Let me touch that tummy of yours.
Can I lift up your shirt?
There we go.
Such a cute belly button.
Yes, keep making those noises, baby. You're so good at it.
Such a natural.
Now, how about I put my hand in your pants?
Can I do that, baby?
Would you like me to stroke your cock for you?
Good boy. I know you want that.
It's okay. Just keep being a good boy for me.
You're getting hard for me already, aren't you?
Of course you are. You're just a horny boy. Such a slutty little whore.
So easy to please.
Do you like it when I call you that?
Of course you do.
My sweet little slut.
My perfect boy.
So obedient, so pliant.
Just the way I like you.
Yes, arch your back. Push your cock into my hand. Show me how much you want it. There we go. Oh, such a good little boy. I'm gonna tease the tip of your cock. Feel the pre-cum start to leak out.
You're already leaking for me, aren't you, baby?
My dirty little boy.
Do you want me to keep teasing your cock, baby? Or do you want me to jerk it properly? Do you want me to show mercy and make you come? I think you've earned it.
You've been a very good boy.
So sweet and obedient.
Such a horny slut.
The cutest little sounds. I could just eat you up.
And the way you're bucking your hips, trying to get me to move faster. Such an eager boy.
Alright. Since you've been such a good boy, I'll give you a little gift.
Shh, it's okay. Just relax and let me work my magic.
Don't worry, I'm not going to stop until you come for me.
Yeah, that's it.
I can feel your balls tightening. You're close, aren't you, baby? I'm gonna count you down and you're going to be a good boy and come when I reach the number one, okay?
Yes, that's a good boy. Just focus on my voice. Feel the pleasure building. Let the sensations overwhelm you. I'm gonna count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, come for your teacher. Come. Come for me. Come. Come. Good boy. That's it. Good boy. Oh, look at the mess you've made. It's dripping on your tummy. And on my hands. What a naughty boy.
Such a good boy. So well behaved. You're so perfect.
Such a perfect little toy.
You can't help but give in to temptation, can you, my sweet boy?
You can't resist the urge to follow orders, to be a good boy, to do as you're told.
Well, I'll have no trouble taking advantage of that, my dear.
Because you're mine.
You belong to me now.
All mine. You're mine, mine, mine.
I have a new toy to play with. My obedient puppet. Oh, this will be so much fun.
Such a wonderful opportunity. My perfect little toy.